There's a can-do attitude afoot here at the veteran stand-down at Kehiliku Memorial Park. The stand-down is an annual chance to pause and stand up for particular causes. This year, homelessness among veterans is the focus, and over 30 service providers are here offering various aspects of care.
Approximately 30% of individuals who go into combat or deployed get PTSD.
Social worker Irving Chun has worked with post-traumatic stress disorder sufferers and now works in the Healthcare for Homeless Veterans program. He says sometimes the very symptoms of PTSD prevent a person from seeking help.
What would those symptoms be?
Right off the bat, they're angry, and they don't like to be around people. So they avoid crowds, they avoid open places, they avoid loud noises. They want to be by themselves. They want to avoid and isolate. Or some of them self-medicate.
How do you find them?
Well, we find them on the streets, or they're referred by their provider, or they walk in.
So on any given night, somewhere between the 500 to 600 veterans are homeless in our state of Hawaii, and throughout the course of the year, you can double that number, about 1,000 to 1,200 due to the people coming in and out or people falling into homelessness.
Daryl Vincent is Chief Operating Officer of U.S. Vets, America's largest nonprofit serving homeless veterans. He says 50% of homeless vets are from the Vietnam era.
Which is a direct correlation to the services back then, how they were treated back then, and a lot of things being undiagnosed.
Vincent says awareness and services are much better now, but the need is perhaps greater.
The military is cutting back. Veterans are coming out needing jobs, needing housing, needing employment skills to translate their military skills into civilian population. It's our job to help them facilitate that transition. We can help pay their rent for up to 3 months, full rent, services, employment, the whole nine, so they can stay, don't become homeless.
Ever since VA Secretary Eric Shinseki tasked the Veterans Administration with ending vet homelessness by 2015, resources have begun to expand, according to Aaron Rutherford, supervisor of Catholic Charities Supportive Services for Veteran Families program. Have they really made a difference?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But we're constantly getting influx of new people that have just flown to the state. They get off the plane and they're homeless right away. And a lot of them either stay around the airport or go into shelter right away.
A lot of times they don't even realize they're veterans.
Patricia Taryn Matthews is Public Affairs Officer for the VA's Pacific Islands Healthcare System.
Did you serve in the military, whether it was active duty, the Guard, or Reserve? Because you are eligible for benefits and services. A lot of our veterans did not know that.
Dennis Egge is a 20-year Navy veteran. He's president of the National Association for Uniformed Services Hawaii Chapter.
During Vietnam, you were usually required to do one tour. And here, 4 or 5 times. So there's no wonder so many service personnel have emotional problems.
Egge says it's simple math.
There were 1,000 ships in the Navy during Vietnam time, manned and supported by 1 million sailors. The Navy is about 25% of that size today. And the mission is still just as great.
So service itself is a more arduous proposition these days.
Very much. People who haven't been there can't imagine, except the mothers. We don't raise a big ruckus or make a big noise, and that's the nature of the beast. You don't hear a true warrior crowing about their experiences in war. That's something they endured and they survived. You really cherish your liberty and your freedom in this country. You actually put your life on the line for it.
With a salute to veterans today, Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.